This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Freak out, us? Not on WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Freaking out.
Well, Seltzer freaked out this morning. I love when Seltzer freaks out. That was me freaking out. But listen, it happens from time to time. I don't feel like I'm freaking out today. I'm not worried yet about Bryce. It is a slow start, though, and he needs to be better. Well below his standard the first month. Hugh's frustrated. Where do you come down with Bryce Harper? I think Kyle is both frustrated and concerned with Bryce Harper. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. It is a Tri-Day Friday. Your favorite cocktail. Let us know what it is. We'll try best one we get today. We're going to try it this weekend. Even Hugh, who famously just likes regular straight liquor, he'll try it.
Straight liquor.
Yeah, he just wants his chest burnt. He'll try it.
You want to burn a hole in my chest.
215-592-9494. All right, decisions for the Phillies. And it's interesting because yesterday when we were talking about the Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez thing, I'd prefer to put Ranger in the bullpen. I think Taijuan has been more than serviceable as the fifth starter. ERA is still in the twos. He pitched well last night. They should have won that game or at least had a better chance to win with him on the mound. He's been fine. Now, Hugh, the Phillies haven't already announced Ranger's going to start on Sunday. What they haven't announced is what the plan is after that, because there's different options, right? It doesn't mean Ranger can't go to the bullpen. He could after Sunday. He's probably not. It doesn't mean Taijuan will go to the bullpen. They could go to a six-man rotation. So there's been no clarity on what happens after Sunday. Yesterday, both guys chimed in. Good job by the people covering the Phillies on a day-to-day basis to get those guys answers on this. What about the bullpen, or do you want to stay in the rotation? Let's start with Taijuan Walker, his take on his next step.
Do you have any expectations about what the future holds for you?
I don't. I mean, I haven't talked to them yet, so we'll see what they say. The Ranger coming back, such a bonus for us, such a good pitcher. I know we missed him in our rotation, so we'll see what happens. It's always a good problem to have when you have guys throwing the ball well, especially in the starting rotation.
We kind of knew the start of this almost the exact same time last year when you came back in the rotation, so do you kind of understand, I guess, maybe the dynamics of it?
Yeah, I feel like it's 9-day difference from last year to this year. I feel like I'm throwing the ball well, so we'll see whatever they decide and moving forward and go from there.
What are you hoping for? What kind of case do you think you made to remain in the rotation?
I mean, obviously, I want to be a starting pitcher, and I feel like I've done my job well enough to be in the rotation still. So, but ultimately, it's not my decision. So, let's see. We'll talk to them and see what happens.
Hugh, I thought he handled that pretty well. I agree with him. I think he's thrown the ball well enough to stay in the rotation.
Yeah, especially after the performance he had last night. Mm-hmm. I was good enough to win the game.
Yep.
But I also heard him say, He'll do whatever he got to do. I mean, I think that's the best way you could answer that, because I think he kind of knows. He understands the situation. Rangers in a contract year. He's already gotten his coins. So he'll probably be the guy that's asked to go into the bullpen.
Yes. What I was thinking about as I heard all that, we brought up before, and it was a big thing. I remember when he was upset a few years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he was out tweeting, reckless tweeting.
But aside from that, although he has not been overall a good Phillies pitcher, he actually strikes me as a pro. Like, remember last year when as much as I've not liked his pitching for the most part while he's been here, I don't mind Taijuan Walker. He comes across to me as a pro.
You like his demeanor.
Yeah, and I think his teammates respect him, and I think he's done a nice job this year. I totally counted him out. I just didn't expect him to bounce back. He has. He's given them, a month plus of decent starting pitching. Actually, probably, I would call his starting pitching so far this year pretty good. He's pretty good so far this year. We'll see what they do. All right, let's hear the other one, and that would be Ranger Suarez, and I don't know. I mean, maybe Ranger was listening to the show yesterday. Here's Ranger on his perspective on starting after Sunday.
Obviously, it's going to depend on the contest. That's a tough one, but
I obviously want to be in the rotation all the time. I want to be starting pitching like a starter all the time. But if it's for the team's sake, if it's to win something, if it's to get the World Series, then I'm willing to do anything.
Just to be clear, that was the translator for Ranger, but that was his words, and he translated it for him. He started off to he wanted to be in this. He wants to be a starter. He wants to be in the rotation. But he did say, you know, if it's about winning the World Series, you know, if I need to go to the bullpen, I will.
I mean, he's supposed to say that. You're put on the spot. You're just coming back into the rotation. You haven't had a start yet. There's probably a lot of questions, and you know that right now you have no leverage.
Right.
So you have to say that.
Now, if you watch the video, because that there was some video of that, Ranger's face, he said the right thing.
There was a cringe.
There was like, oh, geez, they're asking about
this. Yeah, because he's in a bet. Like, here's the reality, fellas. We're in Philadelphia, and Ranger's not a dummy, and Ranger knows that if he draws a line in the sand, that's probably not going to be received well.
Especially on this radio station.
Exactly. And so this is where Scott Boris comes into play. Scott Boris is the bad guy.
We're back to Boris Corbin.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, he's the bad guy. He's the one Ranger probably went home and got on the phone and said, you know what these mofos just asked me to do on air? And Scott probably said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah, he's like, I got Hugh on the midday show. Propaganda machine Douglas. We got this.
I was trying to say yesterday that Ranger does not have the leverage in this situation. Surprised that Hugh finally admitted it today.
Nah, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm chipping away.
No.
Chipping away back
that
there.
That is, you have to be PC, especially, I'm pretty sure when they told you that, you know what they said. Well, Taiwan said he'll go to the bullpen, and Ranger, then they said, what would you do? Well,
I guess.
You got to be a team
if that's
player.
Really what they make me do. I don't want to do that. All right, which best describes your feeling about Bryce Harper right now? Very interesting start to our midday show poll today. So three options up there today. Frustrated, concerned, or not worried. We have a pretty close split on these three.
Frustrated.
So 34% are in Camp Douglas. They're frustrated. 36% are in Camp Quinn over here. They are concerned. 30% are in Camp Me. They're not worried right now. But that's pretty close. I mean,
Yeah, because I think the people that are frustrated, they see what I see. The ones that don't want to worry because they feel like Bryce has done a tremendous job. And there's nothing wrong with that, of endearing himself to this fan base. And so when things like that happen or when it doesn't go bad, he flies above all the mess all the time.
The one thing I'm clinging to, and if I had to pick concerned or frustrated, I'd lean more towards you about because it's frustrating sometimes watching his body language.
Mm-hmm.
He is a pretty remarkably consistent performer. Like, you look at his numbers since he got here. He had the one MVP season in 2021, and that was his best. But you look at his other 4 or 5 years here. They're all the same. Like, so that's why it still gives me hope by the end of the season he's going to be there, because that's who he is always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he always ends up around 30 home runs, slugging percentage around 500, on base in the upper 300s. Like, it's almost clockwork with his numbers.
Yeah, and I'm not so much worried about him as an individual. It's more how your body language affects the team.
Right, well, that's annoying.
This is a time where the team's not doing that well. You need to uplift them. And it could be just a simple thing. Like, you don't have to be a vocal leader. And I think people, when they think of leadership, that's the first thing that they think about. You can lead by example. You can lead by sitting there in a press conference and being accountable for your actions. Mm. And that goes a long way, because I'm here to tell you, as a former player, Brian Dawkins was a leader. You know, people might have said I was a leader. I don't know. But when things got rough, I always looked to him, because he was always – Dawk was the same every game. Now, during the week, he moved around like an old man. That's just what he was. You know, he went and got his treatment.
Right.
He didn't say a whole lot. But on game day, it was almost like whatever was going on, if it wasn't going bad, if it wasn't going good, you didn't want to let him down.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one person that you never wanted to let him down, because he was that leader, and he always led by example. If Dalt can do it, then hell, I guess I gotta suck it up. And I think everybody else kind of felt that same way with all the guys that we played with. So it's one of those things where when you're that type of leader, everybody follows you, even if you're not telling them to follow you, because you are looked at as that dude. You know, that and that's what I look at Bryce and I see. He's that guy. And this team goes as he goes. And even if he's not playing well, he still has to go out there and look like he's giving maximum effort. That's not me saying that he's not. But to your point, there's a lot of times when things don't go well, his body language tells a different story.
It stinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a bad body language guy.
A little Bohm-esque.
Well, I mean, sometimes you learn. Maybe that's where Bohm learned it. I mean, Bohm got up here. Bryce has been here the whole time. I mean, I think Bohm's a lost cause anyway. But I just mean, like, when your leader has bad body language, it could rub off.
Well, and like, if you're not concerned about his play, because I guess it's early this season or whatever, what if I told you since the beginning of July last season, there's a lower batting average than Trey Turner.
Stats.
Fewer hits, fewer home runs. Fewer RBIs.
Well, that would make me feel like garbage. Yeah, because Trey's not a very high-level hitter right now anyway. I mean, Trey's hot this week, but he's not a very high-level hitter. If I had any concern about his play and, like, where this season is going, I mean, we know he's had back issues for a while. They flare up. They go away. He gets hot. We forget about them. I did see, I think it was, I saw the stat a couple days ago, and then I heard, I think it was TK and Buzz talking about it a couple nights ago when I was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper, I don't know if you've noticed this, Hugh, but it's something I think we should monitor. Bryce Harper, for a couple years now, but and this year again, he's way better at home than on the road, and I can't explain it. I mean, Citizens Bank Park's a good hitter's park, but it's not like Coors Field. Hugh, when I heard some of the stats, and they're pretty drastic, like he's way better here than when they go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if it had something to do with his back, right? Because if you're home, you sleep in your bed, right? You have
your own bed, got the sleep number, whatever you
all
got.
All that. You go on the road, and I know they stay in nice places, but it's a hotel room bed. Different cities, different spots. I don't know. I mean, I'm grasping at straws to figure out why that's happening. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We're looking for a cocktail for Tri-Day and, of course, your take on Bryce. Where are you at right now? Concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried? Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
Just listening to your last comments, even if Bohm did pick up his body language issues from Bryce doesn't cry and, you know, when he doesn't get a hit, he gets mad.
He's well, that's
at least
true.
Concerned. Bohm's just a baby.
Yes. Bohm in a big spot is a lost cause. Total lost cause.
Yeah. So I also... I am concerned about Bryce. So, and it's more that we're losing him than anything. Not that he can't come out of it. I just feel like he might be starting to check out on this team. I don't know. And when people like the morning show was talking about bringing Stubbs back up to get a spark, I mean, then we're in bad shape.
Yeah, that feels to me like we've reached rock bottom.
Oh. Oh.
Hold on. Is this a I told you so Douglas moment?
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Listen, shout out to
go ahead. What do you got?
Shout out to the morning show. That's all I got.
Do you want Stubbs back too?
Listen, all I know is when I mentioned it, Kyle damn near bit my head off. He had a fit. He got mad.
That hasn't changed. Like, I don't know why you think I've come around to the idea.
No,
all of a sudden.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I know Marshawn stinks.
You know,
stinks,
you got all
but...
those great baseball minds on the morning show. I'm just saying.
I know, but hold on a second. And before Andy finishes his point, I agree with Andy on this and Kyle. And then their conversation this morning was an interesting one. And maybe Stubbs is better. But, like, this is like being concerned about the long snapper. We got a lot of other issues.
Saying,
the catcher that plays once a week, that gets four at-bats a week.
How
really?
Fragile are the vibes on this team that the freaking backup catcher is what's swinging things?
Can we get real?
Hire a DJ. We don't need to switch the catchers.
I knew you was going to go there. I knew you was going to go there. Be the lonely one. But you can't, like, listen. See what you started, Andy? You can't deny that when he was here, we didn't have all this going on. You can't deny it. And when he left, what do you got?
This is a joke.
You got bad body language all over the place. Ain't nobody shimmy. You know what they do, the shimmy?
Yeah, the shimmy.
As I shimmy on YouTube. Oh,
you think they need a different backup catcher?
Listen, there is something to be said about having somebody who makes the locker room lighter. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'm gonna privately make a list over here of things more concerning than the DJ in the clubhouse. All right, go ahead, Andy.
Why are you
always Hugh Douglas' vitamin intake?
Why do you diminish him to a DJ? Shout out to the people that game day two. They came in here and they got my supplement stack right. Shout out to the big fella. He tried to break my hand when he came
the
in here.
The guy looked like Goldberg.
Yeah, he was a big-ass dude.
Huge dude down there. Looks like Goldberg.
bigger hand than you?
No, because you know how...
Taller,
you know,
too.
You know what the unfortunate thing is? When you, sorry, Andy, we're here.
Oh, no, it's great.
We're here. Like, I met the guy from game day, right? And every no matter what, when you meet another big guy, like, for whatever reason, when you're going for the handshake, you always try to break each other's hand.
Who, like, just
who's
big
the strongest?
Too, yeah.
And he tried to break my damn hand, and I'm like, dog, back off. It's cool. I'm not, you know, I'm not hostile. But he was like, hey, you know, he's like, I saw you coming in you're coming in hot, so I had to beat you to it. And I'm like, why do we do that as men? Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Why do we try to, like, when a big dude see another big dude,
you don't want to have a
bad
handshake.
You want to break his hand.
I don't see have that problem as much as you do.
But no, I just find it funny. Like, when a big dude see another big dude, they always try to break each other's hand. I'm sorry, Andy. What were we talking about?
We forgot. We have lost you.
I actually always feel like I've had a successful call when I can send the show off the rails.
You do it often to us, and I think we're just comfortable with you, and we know you'll play along, and we don't think you're going to go off the rails. But Andy, the floor is yours now.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Now the Hughes' most recent point, though, it's even worse when you go in for the handshake and they just get a handful of fingers.
Oh, yeah. The fish handshake. The dead fish.
The dead fish.
You can't be given the dead fish.
So, anyway, if the team is that fragile that Stubbs is the answer, I think Kyle just said that. We're in trouble. They've got to be a little more emotionally solid than that.
Well, they do. Yeah. And unfortunately, it feels like every time it feels like they could take off because they did win four in a row before last night. Then they have one of these nights where it's just like, you see all the flaws in the team.
Yeah. So just to continue my direction off the rails, if I may comment on the Delco doo-doo lady.
Oh, please do. Please do. But by the way, she's being charged with like five different counts. It's a lot.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's one way to say it. It's terrible, yeah. Go ahead, Andy. What do you think?
Have you considered that maybe that was the cause of the road rage? She was trying to get home.
Oh.
Yeah,
I hadn't
she
thought about that.
She did take a dump on command, though. That was like on command.
Well, Hugh, you know when it's ready, it's ready. Your body knows. I'm almost home, and it just lets loose.
She's been charged with destruction of public property with bodily fluids, endangering the public. It's a lot going on here for this lady.
That fecal matter flying all over.
Yeah, we can't have that. All right, Andy, what? Let's try to spin this to a different thing. What is your cocktail we should try?
All right, so I don't think I can win anyway, but I don't even remember the name of it. I just call it the Big A Special at this point, but at Hamanera in Philadelphia, they had a bourbon drink one night. And you, I'm with you. I prefer straight bourbon, but it was muddled basil, candied ginger, and a dash of cayenne pepper, and it was phenomenal.
That sounds good. I like the cayenne pepper there in the drink.
Yeah.
That did a little boost.
Spice,
Andy, good one. We appreciate it. So that's our first Delco pooper call there. I don't think this is going to be the last. You going to be all right over there?
The Delco pooper. The Delco pooper.
It's not a good day for Kyle's Delco.
I just think you're
in the news for all the wrong reasons here.
No, you know what I think about when I hear that and they call it a Delco pooper? Remember that commercial that Spike did? People say Delco's a lot. Yes, Spike. Yes, it is. Delco's a lot. Yeah, not a great day for Delco.
Yeah, everyone from Delco's got an answer for
this
right here.
Is it Ben from Delco?
Ben is, Rob Ellis, Kyle, a lot of WIP people.
I know one of y'all. So that's what y'all do in Delco, Rob and Ben? That's what y'all be doing?
Kyle.
That's how y'all get down in Delco?
I'm having a tough day on my own back here. Full disclosure, because I know the YouTube cameras are panning to me a lot.
He's trying to preempt the strike this thing because he know he's about
They're
to get
catching me like
people.
Killing over.
So Kyle's having some stomach issues today.
Ate something bad yesterday.
We might
man.
Have Delco Pooper 2.0 here, unfortunately.
I am the Delco Pooper.
Yeah, let's try to avoid that.
Well, I hope to be. Actually,
are you going
to
have a Shaq moment where you just disappear?
I might.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to drink espresso and flush this thing out.
Yeah. Jeez. We can handle things if you're gone for a couple minutes. He won't go off the rails or anything.
That's what I'm worried about.
Too late.
No. On Reddit calls, please, if Kyle leaves. All right, Greg in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe here. What's up,
hey,
man?
What's going on, man?
Look, man, I'm frustrated. Like, I think, Joe, you said you're worried because you think this is going to be like a little small phase. But if you think about it, man, this is continuing from last season, still from like the playoff run. Like Harper, in my opinion, didn't show up for that.
Well, he didn't. He had a tough series. I mean, he walked a lot, and which he got on base. But in terms of big hits and big moments, he had the big strikeout. It was either game three or four. I mean, yeah, Greg, he needs to be better. Like how he's played so far this season is not good enough.
Yeah, and then in regards to the leadership conversation, like I think he's looked at as a leader of that team by the players just because he is Bryce Harper. Like I think Hugh was saying earlier, like he's been on the spotlight since 16, mm-hmm. so they look at him for that stuff. But the biggest thing, man, people around you look to leaders when times are tough, and when times are tough, like right now for the Phillies, and he's got his head down or he's pointing his fingers. It's just waiting to implode. Like, he's got to embrace the suck and, like, I want to say even, like, fake the funk. Like, even if you're not feeling it, you're looked at as a leader, so, like, fake it. And they see you. You know, like somebody said, they're always watching. They're yes. listening to his words, and they're watching his actions. Like, if you're walking around, oh, woe is me, this team, oh, so sorry for us, like, that's how everyone's going to react.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be the same Bryce Harper as when you're hitting dingers and sprinting out doubles. Like, you need to be the same player.
I totally agree.
I know it's hard as a leader. It's hard as a leader, but you just got to suck it up and, like, just show up and be that guy.
Yeah, I agree. And they do go as he goes. And Hugh called him the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, when he's playing his best, when he's hitting the ball over the wall and he's run out of double in the gap, the whole place feeds off of his energy, and yeah. he doesn't have it right now. That's for sure.
I have an analogy for you because it kind of ties in great for this week, you and Greg. It's like when we talk about those 100 gorilla, when them 100 men fighting that gorilla.
Yeah.
If Bryce Harper is the leader and he gets his ass broken half, he has to still, like, the next guy up,
the morale
has to keep the morale yeah. up, and you have to act like you can beat this gorilla, even though you know you're about to get your ass tore in half.
Yeah.
You still have to maintain that focus.
I know it was 100 men. Can we bring the lady who pooped yeah. on the car to this? Yeah, I think she would freak that gorilla out fast.
She's an X factor.
Yeah,
sure.
I think she'd help the cause.
What, 100 men plus the Delco
yeah.
pooper?
One on one, that gorilla would not know it was coming. All right, what do you got for us here, Greg? A cocktail we should try.
Cocktail. It's a good summertime. Sit outside, sip on it. Tom Collins.
Tom Collins.
I've heard of the Tom Collins.
I like that one.
Isn't that yeah. isn't that with something like a lemon or something in it? That you put something like oh, he's gone now, but don't you put like a lemon or something in Tom Collins?
I've never had a Tom Collins.
Me neither.
Oh, I see. I've seen it. So it's gin, lemon juice, sugar, and carbonated
yeah,
water.
Yeah, because it's like a, yeah.
That actually does sound like a good summer drink. A gin and sparkling lemonade is what kind of what
gin.
It's called. Yeah, gin. You like gin? Yes
remember,
or no?
You remember Tangeray?
So we're just going totally off the rails today.
No, but I remember. I just had a flashback of I had a family member named Jeannie. Boy, they used to drink the hell out of Tangeray. They used to drink that Tangeray. Tangeray is probably like the worst gin you could possibly drink.
You can get a bottle for not much. You want me to order some?
Some
I'll get some for the show. I'm ordering some dry Tanqueray gin. All right, 215-592-9494. I haven't thought about Tanqueray in a long time.
It's like
time.
The worst gin you can buy.
Yeah, but that's all right. We'll order some. We'll have it here during a break. All right, cocktails for Friday. Scott Fransky joins us at noon. On the other side, your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried? Where do you come down to the Philly star who's off to a very, very slow start this season? When we come back as well, Howie Roseman, he joined Jack and Ike yesterday. A couple interesting things he said with them yesterday. That's next. Your calls up, Bryce. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.